This is the 99.1 PLR Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast, an unedited, unfiltered look back at this week in shows.
Welcome to the Week in Review podcast, Facebook Live. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Yo!
Pam is over there.
Hi.
Phil is over there.
Hello!
Oh, welcome back, AJ.
It's nice to be back. I missed you guys.
You had one hell of a week.
I'd say.
Yeah. Well, we don't have to go over the whole thing, but diverticulitis.
Yeah. Which I didn't realize so many people
you
have.
You thought you were full of shit.
Exactly. Well, yeah, I am to an extent, but yeah.
Yeah.
But for a different reason this time, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this time it wasn't just so much myself.
So it felt like you were constipated.
Right.
So you ate two bags of sauerkraut?
No, one can of sauerkraut with the fennel, which also was a stupid idea, not knowing what I had going on, because fennel's a seed. Duh.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I ate the sauerkraut, and usually it's a broom to the stomach, man. Just bam, comes right out. So I'd be disgusting people, but yeah, that's what happens. Like coffee, catalyst, the whole nine yards.
Yeah.
And it wasn't working. So I went to sleep and I go up the next morning and you guys called me.
Yeah, we don't have to go through the whole thing, but you ate the sauerkraut to clear you out.
And it didn't
which
work.
I never heard of before.
And it didn't work, yeah.
Hey, that rhymed.
It did.
Sauerkraut to clear you out.
I want that shirt.
Yeah, that's a tag right there.
Yeah. And then you thought it was constipation, turned out to be diverticulitis.
Right. First it was appendicitis. Then it became diverticulitis. It was an itis type thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yep.
Literally.
How long were you in the hospital?
I was in there for 4 days. I was there, Wednesday, like late Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
You know, if your head gets cut off.
Right.
They sew it on and they roll you out in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. For you to be in 4 days means it was bad.
Well, yeah. They had to basically, they have to keep checking me out. So they have to, it's a process of all the antibiotics you got to keep on taking.
Was there any point where you were worried that you thought, holy shit, I could die?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say like towards the beginning part when they started telling me about like diverticulitis and
how serious it was.
How to explode and blah, blah, blah. Mm. And, they gut you like a fish and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like all the toxins in there. Yeah, there's always a risk of something like that. But for the most part.
What was going through your mind when you were hearing that?
I'll never get my Challenger.
I knew it.
I've got so much to live for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it worked out.
It did. It did. Yeah. I'm out. And
you might have another episode.
Yeah.
If you have that, then you have to have the little snippy, right?
Exactly. Right. Well, their little snippy is usually like a couple of feet of your intestine. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Because Danny Mac had seven feet.
I wish we could show Megan's face right now. She's like,
Danny Mac had 7 feet removed.
That's a lot.
7 feet.
Tribe member Kim had 4 feet removed. Everybody's like, they always say like, I think Lappy,
the measurement.
Had, like, I think Lappy had like 3 feet removed, because he's shorter. And, so.
That's not how it works.
It was a joke.
It was a joke, Phil.
That's fine.
We got it.
But anyway, but yeah, so what happens is the first episode, they watch you. So I have one more week and a half of antibiotics to take, and then I have to go for a CAT scan again, and then check it out and see if it healed. If it healed, we're good. Just keep an eye on it. If it becomes problematic, if I have like a second or third episode.
For someone who hasn't had caffeine, man, you could fucking talk.
Don't you want to know how this goes?
Yeah, I guess.
You kind of
I thought we'd get the short version, but...
This is the short version.
Yeah. I told him when he came back, because we were in here after the show one day, I was like, not for nothing, but I think you have more energy at 10:30 now than you did when you were drinking all the coffee.
Totally.
Because you crash.
You crash.
Yeah. We'll go with that.
Yeah.
I don't want to talk too much now.
Or you're taking some drugs that we don't know about.
Yeah. Who can afford that stuff?
Yeah. Are we getting comments?
We are.
Questions?
I guess Gino didn't hear us yesterday, but he was asking if there's any news on the Toy Drive performers.
Yes. Toy Drive, December 15th at Jordan's Furniture, Chaz and AJ McDermott Chevrolet Lexus Toy Drive. Performing will be Mark Farner of Grand Funk Railroad.
Woo!
It's a big deal.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest one so far.
Yeah, he's huge.
And then... The Machine. The Machine.
Right.
And, I'm not a fucking Pink Floyd fan.
Pink Floyd in the morning.
But to have them there playing their cool songs, not their boring fucking slow. I want to kill myself bullshit Pink Floyd death slow songs that kill a fucking morning show momentum. Not those songs.
Right.
Ah. The fun songs that, that are rocking.
The ones.
Like Young Us.
Yeah, the ones you can dance to.
I don't know any.
I don't think they have any dance songs.
Oh, okay. Nobody else.
But yeah, so it's The Machine in the 7 o'clock hour, which is a big deal.
That's huge.
And then Mark Farner, which is unbelievable.
It's some kind of wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to live like a refugee. Anything else? I was going to ask if you want to call in, because you could actually call in and swear and we won't hit the dump button. Mm-hmm. But I think we tried that last week and no one called in, right?
No.
You have to clear the lines?
No, the lines are open.
Okay. Yeah, I doubt anyone will call because now they're at work, so they really can't call.
Right.
Yeah, bankers but,
any other comments?
Yeah, Kurt says, you guys rock. Keep up the good work. Gov's got to go. Anthony says, welcome back, AJ. Now shut the fudge up.
Fudge. I get it.
Fudge.
Right. It was a joke.
Dumbass news.
It was joking there. Yep.
Yeah.
Funnies.
A lot of welcome back, AJs.
Thank you.
Good. Thank you.
Nice to be back.
That must have felt good, right?
Yeah. Honestly, I missed you guys. I missed the tribe. You know, I missed the phone calls and everything. And so, yeah, when you're laying there in a hospital bed, it's actually not something like Pan's My Pillow commercial, but it's really lonely.
Pathetic.
It's a very, very lonely time.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
It is. You're like, will someone come see me?
And you couldn't eat either.
No, that's the worst part of it. Watching that food cart go by, and I'm like, couldn't have one thing.
Tribe members were asking me if they can go and visit you, and I didn't know how to respond, so I just didn't.
Right, I got you. But thank you for visiting.
I don't know. Yeah.
You brought me a balloon and a cat.
I'm not a hospital person.
No, I could tell you stood the whole time.
Yeah. No, I'm not.
You didn't seem comfortable.
The last time I was in that hospital, I was holding my father's hand while he died.
Understandable.
Yeah.
So,
understandable.
Like, I just have, I'm not,
I got you.
I'm not into it.
I got you.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
But, yeah, of course I have to come and see you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, I was worried about you.
I could tell, and thank you.
But then I could tell, like, when I was in the room, I felt a lot better. I think the visit was better for me than it was for you.
Yep, he's still an idiot. We're good.
No, because you wouldn't stop talking.
Right, like now.
And, you know, you were talking about food, and I'm like, those are all good signs.
Yeah.
Because if you're just laying there like, oh, I'm fine.
I'm obsessed about food.
That would have worried me.
I'm obsessed about food. I still want pizza so freaking bad, but I can't have it for another week and a half at least.
Wow. Well, that sounds like a Gary visit. What's going on over there, Meg? Yell.
You have to wait a week for pizza. That's very sad.
I know. It's very sad.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. It was so sad. I wanted some pizza and I can't have it yet.
That sounds like a Gary visit, though. Yeah. The day that you can't have it.
Oh, yeah. And the thing is, Gary even like came up with a pie because I really can't have too much red sauce. So he thought a white pie with anchovies. I'm like,
he's the goddamn best.
Yeah. I'm like, yes, yes. Please bring a large one. I'm going to eat the whole thing.
But isn't the crust full of seeds?
It depends. He can't like spread the semolina and stuff like that. It has to be like a white pizza dough.
He'll make it for you.
Yeah, yeah. If there's anybody I trust, it's Gary.
Yeah. Got comments?
Kyle Long Island wants to know if AJ can still eat fried bologna.
Num nums.
Yes, I can.
Oh, you can?
I can. Not right now, but after 2 weeks, yes, I can.
Oh,
yes.
Goody.
Yeah.
Fried bologna.
You know what? Honestly,
it's num nums.
Have you guys tried fried bologna?
No, I like it cold. It's like a hot dog. I would just have a hot dog if I'm going to have fried bologna.
Chaz, you will love it. And you got it, maybe if you can, a Portuguese roll, fantastic. Or like an everything bagel, which I can't have anymore, but a bagel. And you dip it. You dip it in like ketchup. It's great.
Really?
Great.
Yeah.
It's like a hot dog with ketchup.
It is, but it's delicious. No, because the bologna has a little different flavor, like a nice German
when you
bologna.
Fry it?
Like a nice German bologna, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Yeah. Not like Oscar Mayer stuff like that. No, you want the real bologna. Yeah.
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 Mm. Thanks to everyone who came out to the pasta dinner. That was a freaking huge home run.
That was a blast.
I live for that stuff.
Yeah.
That stuff I love.
Getting together, hanging out.
Yeah. And we're helping people at the same time.
Yep.
So, win-win. Thank you.
Marks out.
Kyle wants us to do a segment where AJ makes the fried bologna sandwich for us and we all try it.
Give me a hot plate and some bologna.
All right.
Okay.
Sure. Good idea, Kyle.
Sure, no problem.
Nice.
I like that.
Sure.
Num num time.
Megan, will you try hot bologna with us?
Fried bologna.
Fried?
Hot bologna is something like porn film.
Hot bologna.
Hot damn bologna.
Megan eats the hot bologna. Okay, so you know fried bologna, right? Okay.
Mm.
Yep.
Who knew?
See?
Bologna.
Is your grandma still with us? No.
The bologna had nothing to do with it.
Man.
I know.
I wasn't
going
to put that together.
I know where you're going with this.
And then the other big deal is you're going to get a challenger today.
Yep. And all the paperwork's coming through. We're going like faxing and all that kinds of good stuff. I sent copy my license and everything. So I got to do the food drive from 1 to 3. I'm getting my truck at 301. I got to head to the ferry, get on there. I got to go to Medford to Brown Chevrolet, Brown's Dodge.
He's so excited.
Dodge Chrysler. And then we're going to go to, and then we're going to take care of all this. I'm so excited.
I've never
Wait, can
seen
you explain
excited.
That again?
I'm going to go there and get the car.
All right, good.
In a nutshell. Oh, little kid.
How long have you been waiting?
Since 2008.
Yeah. Damn.
Almost 10 years.
Almost 10 years. Yeah, they've been out since 2000. Actually, no, excuse me. I should say 2007 because I saw the advanced of like how the car was coming out. Advanced drawings of the car back in 2007. It was coming out for 2008. And I'm like, oh my God, it's so cool. I want to get one. And then I had to sit there. I got to use one every single year for the Special Olympics, the Dream Cruise, the Special Olympics every year. And every year I'm like, I got to get one of these. I get one of these. And finally, I'm getting one of my own.
How many years was that?
That's 10 years then.
Every year.
Yeah.
You said it like six times.
Every year I got one.
I can see it. The closer we get to the time when you go pick up the car, you get more and more excited.
Oh my God. Please drive it carefully. I'm scared
Please
for you.
Please drive it carefully.
I'm scared you're going to be like freaking out behind the wheel. Like,
Oh, Mamsie has a good question. Is AJ going to sleep in the car tonight when he brings it home?
When I'm home, no, the car's outside.
Right. How do you get out of that
car?
House.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Like you've been waiting for.
I will have this car for many years, so I'm good. I will sleep my own bed tonight because I like my bed.
Yeah,
you know, I sleep in my bed. Right. I sleep in my sleeping bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sounding is 45.
No, mine's 60. Hers is 45.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Get it right.
All right. Well, good luck with the car, man.
Congratulations. Thank you.
See, you finally did it. You put it together. You've wanted this thing, and.
Yep.
You visualized it.
Yep.
You experienced it, and then now you're going to live it.
Now I got to have it.
Yeah.
Give me.
Treat yourself.
Yeah.
Treat your damn self.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, so a crazy start to your week, but a beautiful ending.
It ain't over yet.
Yeah, we shouldn't jinx it. Knock on wood.
Yeah, exactly. I've been knocking on wood. My knuckles hurt.
Do you have your whole weekend clear just to like drive this car?
No. Tomorrow I'm at the CT International Auto Show at the Connecticut Convention Center from 1 to 3.
Are you taking the Challenger there?
Yes, because that's the only car I got.
Right.
So that, and then afterward, I'm doing stand-up comedy with Dave in East Berlin for the fire department, a fundraiser.
Oh, nice.
So Saturday, I'm busy. Sunday, I'm off, but I'll probably just sleep because, you know.
You just got to catch up.
Exactly, yeah. And plus, I have an idea for a new Christmas song, a new parody Christmas song.
Oh, good.
To a Pink Floyd tune.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to write that up.
Ooh.
Right.
Maybe have the band do it.
Oh, no.
They seem like they're kind of serious, though. Like they're rock stars.
You never know how anyone's. Yeah. And
yeah.
Sometimes you don't know until, you know, like the night before when they come in to do the sound check.
Them.
Like you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Like Rick Derringer, we couldn't tell. And then the night before when he showed up, I was like, oh, this guy's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that outfit he was wearing.
When? For the
toy drive, remember? With his wacky buttons and those bell bottoms with all the weird buttons and shiny.
Yeah, I got the chorus. Oh, no, we're just decking the holes. We don't need no Christmas carols. We don't need to deck the holes. So along that vein. So
right.
I actually had this in my head last year, and I forgot about it. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, my God, Christmas is coming.
It came back.
Right.
How long have we been going now? Do we know? 10 minutes?
10 minutes.
I just want to add up AJ's time talking. It's probably 9 minutes and 50 seconds.
But last week I missed, so I'm making up for it.
Yeah.
So if you average it out, 5 minutes each.
Right. That's true.
Good math.
All right. Well, that's the Week in Review podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there. Hold on. Before you end it, we didn't put...
Oh, we got to get one big on.
Did you end it?
No, I didn't end it.
Is it still running?
It's still running.
Yeah, I see it right here.
We got to get a big shot.
And also, ma'am.
No.
Hi, guys.
Bye.
There she is.
Hey, here we are with our super up-to-date.
This is our stand.
Yeah. And Terrence.
Which will be auctioned off.
I'm getting dizzy. I'm dizzy.
Thanks for watching. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening. Love you guys. Have a great weekend. AJ, congratulations. Welcome back.
Thank you, brother.
Yay.
All right. We're ready now.
Thanks, Pam.
I was waiting for it to be over to get that out.
What do you have, a hairball?
Yeah, I just had like a little pepper in my throat.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review podcast. Tune in to the live show weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. only on 99.1 PLR or online at WPLR.com.